Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida. Hello, good morning. My name is Pastor Chaco Varghese. Have a wonderful morning today. We thank you for listening, Word of Eternal Life. And today I like to speak about Jesus came to seek the lost and save. Jesus, in the book of Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, last part of verse 9 says, for the Son of Man came to seek and save what was lost. It's a very interesting question here. I myself one time asked, what was lost? What was lost and who lost it? Amen. So we live in the world that sometimes we misplace something, we lost something. We want to find that and we are always looking for it. So same way, here Jesus is saying, His Father lost humanity. He lost His children. See, think about if you lost one of your child who were gone someplace and never returned, or you have a child who ran away, what will be your thinking? How much pain you will have? Or I will have if I have something like that happen. So Bible says in book of Isaiah chapter 53 verse 6, like a sheep we all went astray. Like a sheep. Sheep need guidance. Sheep is an animal that who cannot make any decision of its own where to go and how to go. You need to be guided. That's why the Bible talks about sheep as an animal, like human beings sometimes behave like a sheep. The sheep sometimes is very stubborn. Sheep sometimes do not want to listen. That's why the Bible talks about the road the shepherd carry. The road is used time and time sometimes to guide to little knock on the side of the goat, hey, go this way, not that way, and give them some punishment sometimes. Also, he used it to get pluck leaves or branches and feed them. So, you need a rod and a staff. He guides us, the sheep. So, we humanity, similar to that sheep, and we do disobey God. How many times a day we disobey God? No one knows. We can write down the number of times we disobey God. Time and time we think that we are doing the right thing, but maybe we have been doing the wrong thing. And how many times we did the wrong thing in a day, we have to evaluate. So something we can do on a daily basis, what we have done. To the God, the Father, lost His children. Amen. He lost His spiritual children. And He gave them life. And they were gone from His custody or from his house, which is God's presence. God's house, where is God's house? Is that the neighborhood church is the God's house? Or is that yourself, you have a heart, God present in that? Is that God's house? Yes. The church is also a house where God's people gather. And your heart is a house of God. God cannot live in the big temples and mansions, but He can live, come in your heart. Amen. So God lost his children and he sent someone to seek him, and his name is Jesus Christ. Now, who is Jesus Christ? We all heard about Jesus Christ a lot. Some did not hear, some did not pay attention. But we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. How did we fall away from God? Because we disobeyed God. Why are we disobeying God? Because that's our nature. Adam and Eve disobeyed. And that thing is fallen on all the generations of Adam and Eve. The nature of not listening and obeying and not having a discipline. And that is what a sinful condition is. We fell from the glory of God. We were created as glory and very sense God-oriented people. But the disobedience fell on us, so we grew up as not obeying God. So we are became the children of disobedience. So God says, I sent my son to search for you. Amen. So for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Amen. Now we see that Jesus obeyed God the Father, being born as human, even though he was God. He comes in and he obeyed the principle, which is he got baptized first. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 13 to 16, we can read the baptism of Jesus Christ. Also in Mark and Luke and John. Now we read only one of them, which is Matthew chapter 3. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 23. Amen. Verse 11. It says, John says, I baptize you with the water, repentance. But after me come one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not lift to carry. He will baptize you with Holy Spirit and with fire. Amen. He is talking about the Lord Jesus, who will be following him, coming after him. Verse 16, as soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my Son, whom I love, with him I am well pleased. You read a verse above in 13, said Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? Jesus replied, let it be. So now it is proper for us to do this, to fulfill all righteousness. See, Jesus says it's a right thing. It's a righteousness of God that I should be baptized. And you are the perfect person to baptize me. Because Jesus knew John was sent by God. He was the voice in the wilderness. And he called out, prepare your hearts, prepare the way of the Lord. The Lord is Christ Jesus. Jesus is coming, following me, after me, he is going to come, and he is going to give you Holy Spirit with and fire. See, Holy Spirit is referenced in the Bible a sort of fire which is a consuming fire which cleanses you, purifies you. It comes on you. See, now, don't take wrong with me that the blood of Jesus cleanses from all our sins. Then the Holy Spirit will also purify you. Okay. Now, baptizing in the Holy Spirit is not salvation. Baptism in the Holy Spirit is a power of God, God's presence in you by having baptized in the Holy Spirit. Now, don't God's presence in you when you get saved? Of course, yes it is. Now, the unity of the Spirit, the Father and the Son in the Holy Spirit of God immersed in it, God wants you also be one in Christ by immersing in the Holy Spirit, by joining, by being with Him like a one, communicating through the Spirit of God, through your own spirit, that makes easy for your understanding of knowledge of God more when you are baptized in the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. So John baptizes him and he testifies about Jesus. In verse John's Gospel chapter 1, when you read that he testifies, verse 32, and John gave this testimony, I saw the Spirit came down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. And I would not have known him except that one who sent me to baptize with water told me, the man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is he who will baptize with Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. And I have seen and I testify that this is the Son of God. John testifies that Jesus is the Son of God. Praise God. See, the man who was sent by God, if you want to understand the history of John the Baptist, please read the Gospel of John. Also, Gospel Matthew and Luke. And there, it talks about the birth of John the Baptist. It was well planned by God. In an old age, John's mom, Elizabeth, amen, and his father Zechariah have been waiting for years and years and years. At their old age, they were promised to have a son whose name is John. And John was born 6 months earlier to Jesus was born. Amen. At the sixth month when John the Baptist was, amen, amen, hallelujah. Jesus' mom, Mary, being a cousin, a sister of Mary, of Elizabeth, John's mom. We have the story in the Gospel of Luke, praise the Lord. In the beginning chapters, when you see the birth of John and also the birth of Jesus, amen. Here we see that Luke 3:21-22 clearly discuss what happened in Matthew chapter 3 we just read before, and they and it is being explained in verse 32 in John verse chapter 1:32. Yes, it says to 34, it says the man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is who will baptize with Holy Spirit and fire. It is the person who he already told in Matthew chapter 3, the one coming after me will baptize you in Holy Spirit and fire. What is fire? Holy Spirit is a type, a God's fire, where it consuming the Spirit. It consumes your spiritual dirt in you. It cleanses you and make you holy and purify. Now, what does make you clean? Nothing more than the blood of Jesus. Right? We understand that part. So we have the testimony of John the Baptist here saying that Jesus is the Son of God. John identifies Christ of God. What is Christ of God? Christ is Savior. In English, Christ means a Savior. In Hebrew, it's a Messiah or Mashiach. Mashiach will come and he saves us from our sins. John testimony on Jesus. John identified Christ of God, who will come to take away the sin of the world. See, now in 1 John chapter 1 verse 35, it says, the next day John was there again with two of his disciples. Then he saw Jesus passing by. He said, look, the Lamb of God. When the two disciples heard him say, they followed him. Turning around, saw Jesus, saw them following and asked, what do you want? They said, Rabbi, which means teacher, where are you staying? Come, he replied, and you will see. See, and so Jesus had these two disciples follow him. And we see there, Mark writes about them as, Andrew and Peter. Amen. So they went and they stayed that night with him. Now what happens when two human beings going and staying with the Son of God, Jesus, and they must have heard the messages. They must have heard what he is here about. And they had a time with Jesus the first time. Now, verse 33, the man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is he who will baptize in the Holy Spirit. In verse 134, John says, I have seen and I testify that this is the Son of God. Verse 35, I just read, the next day John saw him again and pointed him towards his disciples, and his disciples, two of them, followed Jesus. Amen. Then we see that next day, Jesus was leaving that area. Then he saw Philip coming, and he was from Bethsaida, where Peter and Andrew were also. Peter and Andrew, now Philip, Jesus calls him, and he follows him. Now Philip goes and tells this to Nathanael. Nathanael says, hey, there's no prophecy says Jesus, someone rise from Nazareth. Isn't Jesus a Nazarene? How come he is a prophet? Well, this is interesting that as he comes towards Jesus, Jesus told him who he was. Jesus said, I saw you while you were sitting under the fig tree before Philip called you. See, Jesus told him, here is true Israelite in whom there is no false. Amen. Then Nathanael declared, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Jesus said, you believe because I told you, I saw you under the fig tree. You shall see things greater than that. Praise the Lord. Now we see the 4 and 5 and 6 disciples Jesus already acquired at this point, the calling of the Son of God. My friends, today the Son of God is calling you also. He is calling everyone because we all were lost in the world of shuffles and motions and too much of things going on. We have no time to listen to Jesus Christ. He is the Son of God who God sent to search and seek us. He was looking for you. He was looking for me one time, but God found me. Amen. And in the Gospel of Mark 1:16, we read Jesus walking beside the Sea of Galilee, saw Simon his brother Andrew casting the net. Now this is another event when Simon and Andrew, Simon Peter, Simon is his name, Peter was the name Jesus gave it to him. Now, Simon and his brother Andrew was casting the net. They were fishing. Now, this is another event that Jesus found them, and Jesus called them, "Follow me," that they just left, you know, their boat, everything, and followed Jesus. Amen. Now, we see that Jesus' ministry most of the time was around this lake, Lake Galilee. There was tremendous amount of people and several villages. People lived on fishing and selling the fish in that area. Now we see that John and also next time he calls James and John. They were the sons of Zebedee, and at once they left their boat. They hired with the hired men or the servants and their father as well. They left it and they followed Jesus. Now we see another time Jesus was around the lake. He see a person named Levi, son of Alphaeus. Now we see his name was Matthew later, who was a tax collector. He was sitting in the booth and collecting taxes. Jesus says to him, "Follow me." He followed him. Now I want to say this to you, also listening this message. Christ, the Lord Jesus, is seeking you today. He is going to bring you to the presence of the Father. And the Lord Jesus said in Gospel of John chapter 14 verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and life." He is the only way to go to the Father, and repentance through by repentance and receiving forgiveness of sin and becoming the child of God. And Lord said, Jesus said, "Those who follow me, I will raise them in the last day." In the last day is the day when he returns, or the day you die and resurrect, bury. And after that happens, if Jesus comes after that, you will be raised to life back again. Amen. Otherwise, you have a chance. When raised, you will be transformed by the power of Jesus at his coming. He said in John chapter 1 verse 12, "Those who believe in his name, he gave them the right to become children of God." Those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Now we were went astray. We were lost in the sin. We were lost in this earth without acknowledging God. But God sent his son Jesus Christ, and he gave us eternal life. In verse 13, Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 13, "Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God." Today you want to be born of God. The Holy Spirit of God will give you rebirth if you believe in Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit of God will come into you and infuse your spirit and give him the eternal life, because you lost that eternal life when you walk away from God. When God was seeking you, you were not around. You were lost in this world. You're confused. You don't know how to make a decision right now. You don't know how to continue your life. Who will guide me? Who will instruct me? What I am supposed to do? But I will tell you this, if you follow Jesus Christ, he will guide you. The Spirit of God will follow you and give you instructions. And by God, in the Bible it says, "No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only Son, who is at the Father's side, has made him known." Jesus Christ has revealed to us who God is. We did not know God. We had no idea what God looked like, but Jesus explained to us, he is full of love. He is my Father. He loves you. He wants to be like me in the presence of my Father. You want to be my brothers and sisters. that I came to save you, and I gave my life for you. I give up my life so that you will not have to die on your sins, and you will be resurrected. You will be saved from the sin. Now we have you accept Jesus Christ because we have been lost from our life, our eternity. Now we are giving the eternity back to you. God will receive you if you say this prayer. Lord Jesus, come to my heart. Father, you forgive my sins, and I repent on all my sins. Please forgive me and cleanse me and purify me. Make me your child. Send your Holy Spirit in me. And I believe you. Thank you. And in Jesus' name I pray. If you want to know more about this ministry, please write to email address P like Peter, R like Robert dot CHACKOV like Victor at gmail.com. Thank you, and may God richly bless you. Thank you. Once again, we thank you for listening.
Christ the blessed one is your world, wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert dot CHACKOV like Victor at gmail.com. That is PR dot CHACKOV at gmail.com.
Wonderful words, wonderful words of